Sanibonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we have gangsters disarmed in Menenberg, the Hawks arrest ticks and mandrakes drug dealers, and the police warn the public to be extra cautious at a dumping site in Walmer. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Our first headline for the day looks at gangsters disarmed in Menenberg. In the ongoing fight against gang violence and sporadic shooting incidents in the Menenberg area, the dedicated team of Menenberg SAPS members persevere to clamp down on gang activity through random stop and searches and pursuing information from reliable sources. On the 18th of July at about 11:15 p.m., Menenberg SAPS Crime Prevention Unit followed up on information of a suspicious person with a firearm in Gamtos Road. The suspect fled upon police arrival but dropped his 9mm pistol and 21 rounds of ammunition were confiscated. He is being sought for illegal possession of a firearm. On Friday, the anti-gang unit members were doing crime prevention duties in Menenberg when they spotted a suspicious person at Nelly Court. He was pursued and arrested in possession of an unlicensed 9mm firearm and 16 rounds of ammunition. The 20-year-old suspect was due to make a court appearance in the Adlerhorn Magistrates Court. Our second headline looks at the Hawks arresting tick and mandrakes dealers. This is a media statement from the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations, the Hawks. Two suspects aged 35 and 37 were expected to appear at the East London Magistrates Court on facing the charges of dealing in drugs. The two suspects were arrested on a joint operation carried out by the Hawks Serious Organized Crime Investigation Team together with the Queenstown POPS members. The team responded to an intelligence report about a drug exchange on Union Street at the Central Business District in East London. The duo was approached, and a subsequent search of their vehicle uncovered a total of 1,000 mandrakes tablets and crystal meth weighing 201.33 grams. The drugs, worth a combined value of 86,000 rands, along with the vehicle valued at 55,000 rands, were immediately seized for further investigations. One of the suspects had a pending drug-related charge and his bail application was to be formally opposed. Our last headline looks at the police warning the public to be extra cautious at a dumping site in Walmer. Walmer police would like to advise the public to be extra cautious when going to the Arlington Tip dumping site to discard their rubbish. Another robbery was reported at the Arlington Tip in Walmer. The most recent robbery occurred on the 18th of July at 10 a.m. when a 56-year-old man was confronted and robbed of his gold chain and his car keys were thrown into the dumping site. It is alleged that the complainant drove into the site. He was approached by three males who offered to assist him. As they were busy offloading the garden rubbish, the complainant got out of the vehicle to see how far they were offloading. He was confronted by one of the men who threatened him with a knife. The complainant scuffled with the suspects and a pepper spray canister fell out of the complainant's pocket. The one suspect picked it up and sprayed the complainant with the pepper spray. The complainant screamed for help and then ran away. The suspects fled in the direction of the Walmer location and the complainant was assisted by the guards working at the dumping site. The complainant sustained injuries during the scuffle and received medical treatment at the hospital. The suspects only fled with a gold chain that they managed to grab from his neck. Police are advising people to be extra vigilant of their surroundings and not to accept any assistance from any person. According to the reports, in the different cases, the victims are approached by unknown persons and offer to help them unload their waste. They are lured into an isolated spot where they are held at knife point and robbed of cash, cell phones, or jewelry. In other instances, the suspects will jump onto the back of the vehicle and direct the driver to an unlocated spot where the driver is then robbed. While at the back of the vehicle, the suspect is already scanning the inside of the vehicle through the window. The common times are between 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and many cases which are reported are said to have happened during those times. The police are appealing to people to leave all valuables at home and, if possible, avoid going alone. Try to take someone with you, and if you are the only person there, take extra note of your surroundings. If your instinct warns you of danger, rather drive off and come back when it is safe to do so. In other news, two suspects are arrested for opening a clandestine drug laboratory in Sasolburg. This is a media statement from the Directorate for Priority Crimes Investigations, the Hawks. Two suspects, aged 37 and 41, who were arrested for allegedly operating a clandestine drug laboratory over the weekend in Valpark, were expected to make their first appearance in the Sasolburg Magistrates Court. The K-9 unit from Sasolburg received a tip-off about a clandestine drug laboratory in Valpark and followed it up. Whilst on the way to execute the search warrants, a vehicle matching the description of the suspects was spotted in the corner of Namib and Chemisburg Street, and an attempt to stop it was made and it failed. The vehicle was later cornered at a high-speed chase, and a bag full of cat drugs was found, resulting in the arrest of the driver. The team proceeded to the house where the drug manufacturing chemicals, including battery acid, acetone, caustic soda, acid, and other unknown chemicals, were found and seized in one of the rooms, and the other suspect was also arrested. The Hawks have since taken over this investigation. In the Eastern Cape, a swift response by detectives led to the arrest of a suspect. Swift response by Xofimvaba detectives led to the arrest of the 35-year-old suspect at Woodhouse Xofimvaba on the 18th of July at about 5 p.m. The arrest followed the discovery of the body of a 79-year-old woman in her home in Woodhouse earlier. It is alleged that the neighbor who went to the old woman's home made the discovery. The neighbor immediately called the police. A task team led by Captain Lita Mfundisi started following up the leads and, with the assistance of the community, tracked the suspects in the area. The 35-year-old suspect was arrested and was to appear at the Xofimvaba Magistrates Court on the 20th of July on a charge of murder. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizwe Ntshinga, commended the swift response by the police and also thanked the community for their assistance. Crimes against women and children remain the priority of the police. The detectives will oppose bail in this case. The assistance of the community is very much applauded, she said. In Limpopo, community members are warned against lawlessness and attacks on police members. The management of the South African Police Service in Limpopo has condemned the lawlessness and utter vengeance manifested by a group of community members at Nwamitwa on the 18th of July 2020 at about 6 p.m. This after they went to the family of the late alleged rapist Madala Masinge, an inmate who was killed by other awaiting trial prisoners in Litsetele police cells, and started removing the furniture from their house, demanding that they leave from the area with immediate effect. The group accused the family of having hidden their son whilst he was sought for rape. The deceased, Madala Masinge, was being sought by police for the brutal rape he allegedly committed in the area, in which he also cut the finger of the victim. He was subsequently arrested and detained in the Litsitele police cells, where he was later killed by other inmates. A case of murder is still being investigated. Some of the community members went on the rampage and attacked the family, pointing them as witches. The police were called, and on arrival at the scene, they were allegedly sawn at and manhandled by the suspects. One of them went to the extent of assaulting a police officer. Other members present at the scene managed to subdue and apprehended her. Another woman was also arrested at the scene. We cannot allow a situation where some people take the law into their own hands and start attacking the very same people whose primary responsibility is to prevent crime, said General Lidwaba. No amount of anger can justify what happened. The fact that the lead suspect was ultimately arrested by the police after receiving information from the community members points to the importance of community involvement and the fight against crime, concluded the general. The suspects, aged 22 and 45, were expected to appear in the Ritavi Magistrates Court on the 28th of July on a charge of assaulting a police officer. More arrests were expected to happen. Also in Limpopo, a police search operation is underway for a missing elderly man. The police in Sanin have launched a search operation for a missing elderly man, Barnes Freddy Nonyane, aged 81, from GV26 Farm in the George Valley area outside Sanin, who reportedly went missing on the 12th of July 2020 at about 7:30 p.m. The elderly man reportedly left his home without informing anyone of where he was going and has since disappeared. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, black shoes, grey trousers and a white t-shirt. A search operation was conducted at various locations, including his relatives and friends, with no success. The police are appealing to anyone with information that can assist to locate this missing person to contact Lieutenant Colonel Hanyani Matebula at 082-414-3309 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Alternatively, you can report to your nearest police station. The police search operation and investigations are still underway. Also in Limpopo, another search operation is launched for a missing 10-year-old boy. The South African Police Service in Thohoyandou have launched a search operation for a missing 10-year-old boy, Lufuno Makari, who is unable to speak following his disappearance on the 18th of July 2020 at Lufule O2 village. According to the child's guardian, she allegedly left him at home with the sister and the painter. When she returned from town later in the afternoon, he was nowhere to be found. He was wearing a green tracksuit, maroon tekkies, and a black jacket at the time of his disappearance. The police search operation was conducted at his close relatives, friends, and the surrounding areas with no success. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of this missing person may contact Detective Sergeant Korombi Patrick Mantlaga on 060-770-0002 or 015-963-8034, alternatively the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 can be contacted. The police search operation and investigations are still underway for the missing person. In the Eastern Cape, a 26-year-old suspect is arrested with Doha. On the 19th of July 2020, members of the Crime Prevention Unit successfully arrested a 26-year-old suspect with Doha. The members were busy with crime prevention patrols at around 7:50 p.m. when they received information regarding a Doha dealing activity. They followed up on the information and they proceeded to old location in Maclear and searched the identified house. A 26-year-old suspect was subsequently arrested in Doha weighing 2.05 kilograms and a street value of 2,606 rands was seized. The Acting District Commissioner, Brigadier Rudolph Adolf, commended the members for their vigilance and swift action and thanked the community for the positive contribution to our fight against crime. Also in the Eastern Cape, the police are seeking suspects in a double murder that occurred in Algoa Park. Algoa Park detectives are on the hunt for two suspects allegedly involved in a double murder in Mission Vale on the night of the 19th of July, 2020. It is alleged that on the Sunday evening, the 19th of July, 2020, at about 11 p.m., Bradley Whittings, aged 29, and Nathan Coates, aged 23, were in their shack in Whittings Ground in Mission Vale when the door was kicked open and gunshots were heard. The neighbor later found the two men dead in the shack. Whittings sustained gunshot wounds to his chest, while Coates sustained a gunshot wound to his head. The motive for the fatal killings is unknown at this stage. The suspects are also unknown and the police are investigating two cases of murder. Anyone who can assist the police in their investigation is asked to contact Detective Warrant Officer Errol Clanens at SAPS Algoa Park on 083-243-4567 or report to their nearest police station. Alternatively, the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 can be contacted. All information is confidential and callers may remain anonymous. Also in the Eastern Cape, an alleged attempted murder suspect is arrested. In a joint operation between the anti-gang unit and PE K9 unit members, 24-year-old gang member was arrested for an alleged attempted murder incident which took place in April 2020 in Arcadia in Bethelsdorp. It is alleged that on the 21st of April 2020, at about 9:15 a.m., the complainant, aged 19, was walking down Hoffman Street in Arcadia when he noticed the suspect exiting a yard. The suspect then fired several shots at the complainant, hitting him in his stomach and foot. The suspect then ran away. On the 19th of July 2020, at about 7:30 a.m., information was received that the suspect was at a house in Diederik Street. The information was immediately operationalized and the house was searched. Members found the 24-year-old suspect at a shack at the back of the house. He had three rounds of ammunition in his possession. A homemade firearm was also found in his shack. The suspect was detained for illegal possession of ammunition as well as attempted murder. An inquiry was opened for the homemade firearm. The suspect was then expected to appear at the Port Elizabeth Magistrates Court on the 21st of July, 2020. In Limpopo, a 21-year-old mother is expected to appear in court for allegedly forcing a toddler to drink alcohol and smoke dagga. The mother, aged 21, of a 2-year-old boy and her 19-year-old accomplice were expected to appear in the Zanani Magistrates Court after they were arrested for allegedly making her son indulge in alcohol and also to smoke dagga at Rabali Village in Mpepu policing area. The suspects were arrested on the 18th of July 2020 and soon after the police accessed the video clips that went viral on social media showing the woman giving her son dagga to smoke and alcohol to consume. Her accomplice can be heard in the background persuading the little boy to indulge. The mother was arrested at Rabali Village and her accomplice at Zanani under Siloam policing area. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Nekeli Dwaba, has strongly condemned the actions of the two women and has commended the police for their swift response. The child has since been removed and handed over to the grandmother for caregiving. The suspects will face a charge of contravening with the provisions of the Children's Act 38 of 2005. A missing person is sought by Kimberley Police. Police are requesting assistance from the public in tracing a 29-year-old woman named Sarah Opong, who is reportedly missing and was last seen on the 23rd of June 2020 at about 9 a.m. Sarah is a citizen of Ghana. She was visiting a friend of hers when she went missing and was reportedly last seen in town where she was doing shopping but never returned. Anyone who may have seen her or know about her whereabouts is requested to contact Warrant Officer McGrath of Kimberley Detectives on 078-047-4434 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. In the Eastern Cape, a swift suspect of an alleged murder suspect is made. A 31-year-old man has been arrested by Flagstaff Police following a murder of a 32-year-old man at Flagstaff CBD at about 12:30 p.m. on the 21st of July. It is alleged that the deceased was standing outside a local shop when he was shot and killed by the suspect, who afterwards fled on foot and boarded a taxi. Members immediately followed the taxi and stopped it at Sibololo locality. The suspect was arrested and found in possession of a 9mm pistol with 5 rounds of ammunition. He was expected to appear before the Flagstaff Magistrates Court, and the firearm will be subjected to ballistic testing. The District Commissioner, Major General David Kanuka, lauded the members for the swift response for the swift arrest of the suspect. In Mpumalanga, the provincial commissioner is shocked over allegations of theft leveled against a government official. The provincial commissioner of the South African Police Service in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Mondli Zuma, has learned with great shock over allegations leveled against 46-year-old Dingani Johnson Gwenyama, who is a government official. Gwenyama appeared in the Mhala Magistrates Court on the 21st of July 2020 on charges of theft. Nguenyama's court appearances stems from allegation that he was involved in transferring a lump sum of money meant for his cousin's widow as well as her children into his bank account after his cousin's death. According to the information at the police's disposal, Nguenyama's cousin passed on in 2007, and Nguenyama volunteered to assist his late cousin's wife to claim for her husband's money and invested in an insurance company, to which she agreed. The theft was uncovered when the deceased wife called the insurance company for the payout and was told that there was no money investment made on her behalf. She was then advised to check with the bank, and they in turn informed her that the money amounting to about 370,000 rands was allegedly transferred into Nguenyama's personal account instead. She immediately reported the matter to the police, who registered a case of theft, and Nguenyama was swiftly arrested on the 28th of July 2020. During his court appearance, Nguenyama was granted a bail of 10,000 rands, and his case was then postponed to the 31st of August 2020 for further investigation. General Zuma said that what happened to the woman is heartbreaking and requested families as well as the community to not take advantage of the vulnerable. And for our last story, the Provincial Commissioner of the Eastern Cape condemns a fatal shooting of an off-duty police sergeant. The Provincial Commissioner of the Eastern Cape, Lieutenant General Lee Zwentshinga, has expressed her sincere condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of an off-duty police sergeant who was fatally wounded whilst his brother sustained gunshot wounds on the morning of the 21st of July in KwaZakhele. It is alleged that at about 10:51 a.m., the 34-year-old sergeant Siyabonga Wakula and his two brothers were sitting outside their house in Nosidima Street. One of them went inside to check on the food that was cooking. Whilst inside, he heard gunshots being fired. When he ran outside, he saw that the sergeant and his 56-year-old brother were lying on the ground. The sergeant sustained multiple gunshot wounds, while his brother sustained wounds to both legs. They were taken to the hospital by private transport. The motive of the attack is unknown at this stage. It is further alleged that the suspects got into a white Toyota Avanza and then fled. The sergeant is a member at SAPS Kabega Park. The surgeon succumbed to his injuries at hospital. SAPS New Brighton detectives are investigating cases of murder and attempted murder. Lieutenant General Ntshinga condemned the attack and has called on the community to work with the police in identifying the perpetrators. The criminals are from within communities, and therefore I urge you to expose them to ensure that the murderers are arrested speedily. I also call on police officials to be vigilant and at all times, whether on or off duty, she said. Employee health and wellness members will offer the family and colleagues all the psychological assistance they require during this difficult time, concluded General Ntshinga. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.